Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right. I don't want to have to do what I'm about to do, but I have to do what I'm about to do because I've got women in my lives. I've got women in my life. Women in my life. I've got multiple women in my life.
Nice.
And one thing that both my mom and my wife do not like is they do not like when I put anybody down for being fat.
Kiss my fat ass!
And I didn't realize I did it until I was sent articles written by the New York Post that I guess yesterday, in the heat of passion, I called Ranger fans fat.
It's how I ended up being a fat piece of ass.
In fact, the headline I saw that was sent to me was Evan Roberts rips fat Ranger fans after Stadium Series win. And that has not pleased the women in my life.
Could have just said fat Ranger fan.
I could have. I don't
dribble, dribble, fat, fat, fat.
Kiss my fat ass!
I just want to say to all the Ranger fans out there, I'm sorry. I don't
New York Ranger fan.
I don't think you're all fat.
Kiss
I
my fat ass!
Implying that you're all fat. And I want to apologize for using the word fat.
Now,
now that I got that out of the way.
You could have used it metaphorically.
Maybe I'm a fat moron.
Maybe right. That's what I meant.
Fat with ego?
You know what? Yes. Because here's what I'm not apologizing for. I'm not apologizing for the fact that you guys celebrated a regular season win like you won the Stanley Cup. I ain't apologizing for that. I'm not apologizing to the Ranger fan who for some reason feels like I insulted like their family members with some of the vitriolic messages I got, whether it was on Twitter, whether it was in my email, whether it was walking down the street.
Mm-hmm.
I got attacked by a Ranger fan walking down the street, not physically, but verbally.
Bitch, New York Ranger fan.
Because of yesterday.
Wow.
And here's the reality. I stand by every word except for fat.
In your face.
Okay? You guys won a regular season hockey game. And I got a message from a Ranger fan that actually said, Evan, thank you for calling my brethren out.
Mm.
Hey, Evan, I'm a lifelong Ranger fan. I could not agree with you anymore. Any true Ranger fan knows this team has many flaws and we are not winning the Stanley Cup.
Bad job by me.
We only have won in the last 84 years for a reason. Now, I'm not going to reveal that person's name, but that's from a diehard Ranger fan. So don't give me this fake crap about, oh, we're going to win the Cup. This is on the DVD. Listen, you won a regular season hockey game. It was a great game. There was a wonderful atmosphere. There was a lot of people there. So I will not apologize for the sentiment, but I will apologize for using the word fat.
Mm. I think you're just jealous.
Oh, shut your mouth.
I think you're just jealous of Ranger fans. That's all. And the Ranger success. That's all.
I can't believe I said fat. Like, while I was tirading, I don't necessarily think sometimes what I'm saying, but I really didn't mean to say fat. I just meant fat with ego, like you said, T.E.
That's how I took it, by the way, because it didn't make sense.
Yeah.
Because you weren't talking about Sean. Even though everybody thinks you were talking about Sean, you weren't actually talking about Sean.
I don't know what I was talking
about. You were talking about Ranger fans. And I was like, wait, that doesn't make sense.
I'm coming for that
but
ass.
But I just let it go.
And the truth is, I have not read this article in the New York Post. I refuse to read it. I've seen the headline. I've heard the admonishment that I've received from the women of my life.
Yes.
And I will not click on the link. I will not fall for that New York Post clickbait reading said article.
There is no need to engage.
It is an early clubhouse leader for headline of the year. WFAN fan host, you know, makes fun of fat people.
Fat, fat, fat.
So I apologize for fat, but I do not apologize for the sentiment. You're a bunch of losers. Let's go to Scott in Hamilton. Hello, Scott.
Hey, Evan, fat Rangers fan here.
Oh, good to see you. How you doing?
Hey, Peaky. You know, it's funny. I'm on Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it. I'm watching the replay of Evan's, whole thing. Oh, it's a regular season game. It doesn't matter. But Evan, here's the whole thing. If it was the other way around, Evan would be gloating about it.
Right.
Nonstop.
Right.
We all know it.
Okay. How we took down the Metro leading Rangers,
Rangers
in the most important game, stadium series that you've ever seen. 80,000 people.
So you're right. 80,000 people, Evan. Don't tell me it's not just a regular season game, because it's not. It's an outdoor game. By the way, not the Winter Classic. It's the stadium series.
Yeah, so?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I knew this.
So
I never
called it the Winter Classic.
Whatever. Never. I don't think I have. But here's what matters. Here's what matters, Scott. And let's just prove it. Tonight you play the Dallas Stars. Go beat them. Because tonight's game at Madison Square Garden counts the same. The Islander game in Pittsburgh against the Penguins counts the same. The Devil game tonight, I think they're playing the Capitals, counts the same. It was a big moment. We all watched it. But just because 80,000 people are there doesn't make it any more significant. And here's the problem I have with some of these Ranger fans who listened to me for a long time, and I do appreciate that. I've had this argument before about the Subway Series, where the Mets would win a game against the Yankees. And yeah, I'd be into it. Yeah, I'd be excited. Yeah, I'd be pumped up. But then the next day, I'd have that cold conversation with Mets fans where I remind them where we are in the world and where we are in the standings and how while that win may have felt good, what did it really mean? So you all could look for inconsistencies, but they're not there.
Yeah, but can't you give Ranger fans their due for what they're excited about? That's all Sean was saying yesterday.
Okay.
Right. It was their seventh win in a row. It could be that inflection moment where every team has one that wins a championship. It happened and it turned on this particular date in this game against this rival and blah, 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 blah. And we won a championship. That's all he was trying to say.
Okay.
He could be wrong, him live with that freezing cold take. It's not yours, right? Just let him have it.
I will give
just
the Rangers a compliment. Are you ready? I'll give him a compliment.
Fat.
I believe the New York Rangers will go further in the playoffs than the New York Knicks. Mm. So there you go. Congratulations.
No.
Just because your team was the only one that didn't win in the stadium series, not the Winter Classic that's played on New Year's Eve, or New Year's Day, I should say. Not that. You're the only one, now that I'm a Devils fan. Don't be so upset, Evan.
No, but that was also very passive aggressive.
What?
You tore down another fan base to prop up another. So now apologize to Knick fans, Dopey.
I'm not apologizing to Knick
fans. You just knocked Knick fans. Well, the Rangers will go farther than the Knicks.
I'm making a prediction. I think the Rangers will go further than the Knicks. What? By the way, let's all give our opinion. Rosie, big hockey fan.
Yes, sir.
So hopefully he'll give me the right answer. Who do you think goes further in the playoffs, the New York Knicks or the New York Rangers?
Farther. Rangers.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Rangers.
Rangers, okay. Hey, Tiki, who do you think goes farther in the playoffs, the New York Rangers or the New York Knicks?
I mean, I got to say the Rangers, but it's going to be the Knicks.
Wow. So it's like a clean sweep over here. So there you go, Loogie. What is so offensive?
Why can't you just say the Rangers are going to go far in the playoffs? Why do you have to tear down the Knicks? You're going to get yourself into another situation.
Because he hates MSG.
No, he hates the winners.
He hates them.
He hates the big bros, and Rosie's right. He's bitter and whiny right now.
Excuse me. First of all, you made a mistake, and I appreciate that you tried to quickly fix it. He pivoted to Big Brother, but before he said Big Brother, he said the winners in this city. So let me just remind you that those two franchises in the last 100 years combined have won one championship.
And yet they still have the most fans, so they're winning at something.
So you want a popularity contest.
Yeah, and you know what? We live on a popularity contest. Yes. You didn't go to high school?
It's social media.
Exactly.
Don't you know that now?
Aren't you a Met fan, though?
Well, yeah. Them right now. We're not talking about them.
Let's go to Jay in Wantagh. How are you, Jay?
Evan, I'm good, buddy. How are you, sir?
What's up? All right. Thanks for asking. What's on your mind?
So they call me Fat Jay. I'm actually
a comedian. Yeah? Well, look at that.
And you did not do a disservice to the fat people. I'm not mad at you.
You should
come and watch me and see what the life of a fat guy really is.
Nice. When are you performing, Jay?
I perform at Governor's Comedy Clubs. Nice. I'm going to be there tonight. Obviously, you probably can't get out there tonight, but if you follow me on Instagram, I work at all the Governor's Clubs on Long Island.
May I ask you a few questions? So when you say
what is your Instagram handle, first of all?
Fat Jay's World.
Oh,
I actually just put up a video today of a fat guy on a plane.
Fat. How would you define fat? Like, how many pounds do you weigh?
I'm a donut away from 400.
Whoa.
My girlfriend's a smoke show.
Wow, good
for
you.
And I'm living a good life.
Good for you, Jay.
There you go.
Right. Well, I'm glad.
There you go.
Oh, I'm looking at him now.
I tried to call a million times when you and Craigie were doing the comedy shows so I could get in at the Paramount, but I never got through.
I apologize. I blame Craig. It's not my fault. I'm looking at a picture of you. He is kind of large. Wow.
I got you, Jay.
It's my fat ass!
What's his Instagram so anyone can follow? We'll give him a little free plug.
He is Jay... Or no, Fat.
Fat.
I was Jay Christopher, his name. Fat Jay's World.
Fat.
J-A-Y-S World.
Well, I appreciate Jay saying that it's okay that I call Ranger fans fat, and I'm glad, but that still doesn't take away the fact that my wife and mom were mad, so I still apologize to large Ranger fans. I was insulting your egos and not your girth. Plus, and I've heard this comment a lot recently, who am I to call anybody fat? Because apparently my LBs have been going up recently, which I can't deny.
You got a dad bod going on.
But I'm not at 2 bills yet. And I think if I remain under 2 bills, I'm not technically fat. Is that fair?
I'm gonna get Loogie to do some research.
How tall are you, Evan?
On Fat Jay.
Oh, well, I'm going to do some research on his girlfriend. What's her Instagram handle? She was the smoke show. I don't care about his fat ass.
Right. But there's a picture of a wrestler.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And he's like, that's my
dad. That's King Kong Bundy. That's
what?
King Kong Bundy.
Is that his real dad?
No, it's no way. That's why I said I need you to go do research.
Gotcha.
I think he's making a joke.
Yes.
I don't think he's...
Yes, he is a comedian.
But it looks like him.
He got it done.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you.
Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.